Good morning, everybody. Let's practice that again. Let's practicing clapping unto God.
Right. Because
the good news is we're at church today and it's not for a funeral. Right? We're here to celebrate our Savior is risen.
Amen.
And guess what? Today we're going to talk about Revelation chapter 5. It's one of the clearest pictures in the whole Bible. One of the clearest pictures of what heaven looks like with us up there. It speaks about the future. Revelation 5 is not talking about now. It's talking about the future after Christ takes us up there. That's exciting. For me, that's as good as it gets. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Let's just take a second before we get started. We got to sing happy birthday first off.
Uh-oh.
So would you just join me as we sing happy birthday to Emily, whose birthday was on the 1st. I love surprising people. Happy birthday to you. Help me out.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emily. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Great having you on the drums there, Alex. So let's just take a second and say good morning to each other, and we'll get rolling. You may have noticed on the slides that there's a couple of announcements this week. We have church work day is a week from yesterday, so we're going to all come in at about 8 o'clock. We're going to primarily be working on a lot of the landscaping and doing some painting. So we've already prepped some areas, so we're going to be painting that overhang, and then we're also going to be doing some landscaping over there. You'll see where the ground's all cleared, and then just kind of cleaning up the building and the grounds around us so that next spring we can kind of hit the ground running and look good this fall and next spring. So that's kind of what next Saturday is about. We'll get there at 8, and depending on how many people are here, how hard we work, that's how early we'll get out. So if it's only Andy working by himself, then he'll probably work all day long. So, just saying. So, and another announcement is this coming Wednesday, we're moving our Thursday night meetings to Wednesday, and we're going to change them a little bit. We're going to come inside for the fall, and we're going to be studying the book. We're going to be going from the book. You don't have to read the book. You don't even have to buy the book if you don't want. If you like the material, I would strongly encourage you to buy it so you got your own reference and you can look at it. But the name of the book is Tipping Point by Jimmy Evans. It's all about end times, but this guy literally, like, breaks it down three or four different directions, like, scripturally, what's going on here, what was prophesied throughout the whole Bible, and how that ties in. Because many times, and this is my problem with end-time prophecies, so to speak, many times a self-proclaimed expert will take one or two verses and he'll make this whole thing, this whole doctrine, out of that one or two verse. And I have big problems with that. The Bible is the best commentary on the Bible. And Jimmy Evans takes it literally from Genesis to Revelation through the Gospels, all the Old Testament prophets, major, minor prophets, through what Paul said, and he ties it all together, overlays it so we can go, yep, that's what it meant in the Garden of Eden. That's what it's going to mean in heaven. That's what it meant when Jesus was talking. That's what it means right now. And so we can have absolute confidence in the Word of God, not in the book Tipping Point, but through the book Tipping Point, it really encourages to get into the Scriptures, understand what it says, and then just live out of that joy and security. Amen? So that starts this Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Bring your own meal. It can be whatever you want. Come on in with it. We're going to break bread together. Then we'll get into the study. And on this Wednesday, I believe I'm just going to give an overview so you guys can kind of get an idea of what the book is about, some of the big things I'm hoping for all of us to walk away with it, and how we could then, how that affects us in our lives. Because if it's not affecting us, what are we doing it for? Amen? I remember when I worked at my other career at Chicken Coop, they had a sign in every single chicken coop, even on all the bags, the napkins and everything, and it said this simple little thing: only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. And as a stone-cold, druggy, alcoholic atheist, I read that thing 10,000 times probably. And here I am now, a pastor, and I can tell you that it's true. I don't care if you're a Christian or an atheist. It's true. And so we're going to use that study to encourage us, hopefully to shape us, change us, to enjoy our salvation even more. Amen? Can I have the deacons and ushers come up, and we'll take the offering? Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much. I thank you, Lord, for every single person here today. Lord, I thank you for this family at this church. Lord, it's weeks like this where I talk to so many different people and I'm around other people, and I just appreciate that you're building us together into a holy habitation. And Lord, without this family, I'm nothing. I know it's all about you and your salvation, you and me, but God, I can't do Christianity without this group of people. And I just want to say thank you for them. As we get ready to give back to you, Lord, I just appreciate the people that you've given to me in my life. Would you please bless each one of them, strengthen each one of them? Would you cause your word to come and pass in each one of their lives? I pray in Jesus' name. Lord, as we give back to you now, would you make this a miraculous offering from what we give to you, but Lord, more than that, how it goes out. And that it would glorify your name, and that it would help people to see you in your amazing love. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on. So just before I call the worship team up, I just want to read a few verses. I'm going to talk about these at length a little bit. But just to kind of help us lift up our eyes into heaven, to just try to look with our spirits at this picture that God's showing us. Because there's going to come a time when Jesus is going to stand up. He's going to go over and take the judgment scroll out of Father's hand. And he's going to pop those seals and he's going to read that thing. He's going to read the judgments out onto the earth. Eternal judgments. It will be the judgment of the tribulation time everybody talks about. We will be in heaven before he takes a scroll out of the Father's hand. So as we get into this, this is kind of like almost a turning point in the book of Revelation. After this, we'll be reading about all the horrible stuff that happens on this planet while we watch from heaven. And so Jesus stands up, takes a scroll out of the Father's hand, and then look at this. He says, "Then I looked around, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne." Go ahead and close your eyes. And just, Lord, would you help us in our imagination to see what you're saying? "And then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them," talking about angels, "and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." That's more than 200,000, 200 million angels in heaven, all doing this, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Can you just imagine what that's like? 200 million angels proclaiming all that. Whoa. Oh, and then, "And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and even in the sea, and all of them I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." That's what heaven's going to be like. And we're going to have front row seat to that. So I don't know if we're going to be mixed in with those angels or if there's going to be an angel section and a saint section. I don't know what this is going to look like. But remember, all the saints, it's going to be from every tongue, tribe, and nation. So it's just going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. We're going to go into this in depth. But I just want to encourage you, as we worship today, worship team, if you'd like to come up, as we worship today, just try to ask God, "Lord, would you open my spirit eyes so I can get a glimpse of Jesus in heaven, so I can get a glimpse of this future, I can get a glimpse of your glory and majesty." Would you do that? In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone. Will you please stand? As Pastor was talking, he says, you know, we're going to be there seated with him. And the reason we can be seated with him is through the blood of Jesus Christ. He saved us from our sin. He washed us clean. The thing is when he died, then he rose again. He sits on a throne forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You know, our minds, you know, I think sometimes, like my dad is 90, and I think, oh my gosh, wow. He's 90. Wow. A lot of people don't make it to 90, and he's still pretty with it. But, you know, forever and ever and ever and ever. That's our heritage in Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Are we ready? Yeah. Woohoo!
Every tongue and tribe, Lord of all created things.
sounding the trumpet call, so let's say it again. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
Freedom. That's where we were going to start, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Freedom, you have given us freedom. You have given us freedom. My chains are gone.
Freedom, you have given us freedom. You have given us freedom.
Living in the light.
given us freedom. You have given us freedom. My chains are gone. Freedom. You have given us freedom. You have given us freedom. You wear the victor's crown. You're my help and my defender. You're my savior and my friend. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. At the mention of your greatness, in your name I will bow down. In your presence fear is silent. For you wear the victor's crown. Let your glory fill this temple. Let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you.
For you wear the victory.